This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball. Klazuski Campanella talking baseball. The man and Bobby Fella, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Welcome back. I can't help but think that Bill DeWitt actually saw some of those greats that you just heard Terry Cashman sing about. And he joins us now, the Cardinal owner. Bill, thanks for your patience and thanks for your time. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great.
You are in Milwaukee as we speak?
I am. I'm headed down to the ballpark as we speak.
I know you look forward to every season. You're excited about every club, but there has to be a little bit more of a bounce in your step about the 2019 edition of the Cardinals with the superstar face of the franchise player locked up, Andrew Miller in the bullpen. This is probably as excited as you've been in a couple of years.
Well, I'm always excited opening day, and we've had good clubs the last few years. But I will say this felt a little different in spring training, and I'm pretty enthused about the season. We're in a tough division. Really, almost any team in the division could win it. But I think we've got the talent to compete and hopefully end up on top at the end of the season.
Bill, we were under the impression that you were going to let Paul Goldschmidt kind of get a feel for the city and let him kind of fall in love and just let things kind of evolve. What happened during spring training that made this thing move so quickly?
Well, we felt that was probably the best chance we had of re-signing him, as we've done in the past with players. But, you know, I think he enjoyed his experience when he came over. He liked the club. He liked the future, the mix of veterans and young players. And John Mozeliak had a brief conversation with him, or maybe not that brief, about whether he would consider discussing it now or how he wanted to think about it, wait till the season started. And he said, let's talk and see how far we can get with it. So that was good. Our idea was always to explore it as we got deep into spring training, but not really sure, you know, what the timing would be from his perspective. He has played, of course, in St. Louis, and last year they were the team opening day, so he's seen all that, and he knows what it's all about, and he has commented that players who have played there have told him that he's really going to love it. So I think he's been there, he's experienced it, but not as a Cardinal, of course.
Well, it's a credit to your organization that you got Goldschmidt to fall in love that quickly. I'm curious, though, about the specifics. Were they just talking around the batting cage one day, or was it a planned meeting between John and Paul?
You know, Mo and I talked about it, and we always felt like, you know, we should at least explore it in spring training. And he thought that would be the best approach, just do it in a low-key way and, see if there was interest in pursuing it, and we got a positive response. So, you know, we took it from there.
Bill DeWitt, Cardinal owner, joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. I want to get your take on today's starting pitcher, Miles Michaelis, who last night on the MLB Network, Harold Reynolds predicted him to become the Cy Young Award winner. Take me through that process, because let's face it, when you signed him, he had four career wins on his major league resume. What made you think, what did your staff think that this kid could be special?
Well, to his credit, he went to Japan and figured out how best he could get players out and with the tools that he had. And he really pitched well over there, and you know, we've got pretty good analysis on how that translates into pitching in the big leagues. And he was sought after by, you know, a number of clubs based on his work in Japan. And I think we were fortunate that he picked the Cardinals. He lives in Jupiter. And, you know, we thought what we saw in Japan would translate well in St. Louis, and it did. And, you know, he had a terrific season last year, and we look forward to good things from him this year and in the future.
How do you see the Alex Reyes situation moving forward? Obviously, you want him to be a starter. Do you anticipate him starting games before the season's out, or are you going to keep him out of the bullpen the entire year?
Frank?
Yes, sir.
Frank, there, I think I might have lost you there. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about your plans for Alex
and
Reyes.
Alex Reyes, yeah, I heard the first part of that. Well, he hasn't been healthy enough to work enough innings to be a starter at this point, and he's such a weapon out of the bullpen that I think Mike Shildt thought that was the best approach to start the season. And, you know, we'll kind of play it by ear and see if he can, you know, pitch an inning out of the pen and then maybe go to two innings and, you know, just see how the season plays out, the early part of the season, whether it makes sense to stretch him out to be a starter as time goes on or leave him in the bullpen where, you know, he was so effective when he did come up a couple years ago.
When did you know that Mike Shildt was not just going to be your interim manager, Bill?
Well, he did such a good job when he came in, and I think is such a great communicator with the players and had quite a good resume coming up in our system. So we knew him well. It wasn't like this was a coach we'd hired from the outside. And we didn't really have any questions about whether he could do the job. But, you know, when he took over, he just did such a wonderful job the second half of the season that didn't make a lot of sense to go out and try to do a search, because in the end we would have picked him. And, you know, I'm glad that we got that announcement done before the season ended.
I think, you know, because he's the manager of the biggest franchise in St. Louis and one of the greatest in sports, people in St. Louis want to know more about him. We know he loves his mom. We know he's a North Carolina guy that seemingly is just liked by everybody in the organization. What can you tell us about Mike Shildt? What can you tell our viewing audience a little bit about Mike Shildt, the man?
Well, he was a baseball rat. You know, his mother worked for a minor league team, and he hung around the ballpark. And he's got a great knowledge of the game. And he's been a wonderful coach throughout his career. I know that Andrew Miller, who's close to some North Carolina people, who told him, boy, he's going to be terrific for the Cardinals. And he just has that reputation and so highly admired for what he's done, not just in professional baseball, but in the amateur ranks before that. And he's got a tremendous knowledge of the game, but you know, to be a manager, you need more than a knowledge of the game. You need to be able to deal with people and manage people. And you know, his style is so refreshing because he's just forthright. I mean, he'll tell you what you did wrong and how to fix it. He'll tell you when you do well and what you need to improve. And it's just, you know, what you see is what you get. There's no hidden agenda. It's very straightforward, and players appreciate that.
One of the main reasons, Bill, that you had great success when you took over as the Cardinal owner, or maybe a few years afterwards, was the arrival of Chris Carpenter. And I'm wondering, do you see a little bit of Jack Flaherty in Chris Carpenter?
Well, his
no, the other way around.
The mound is, yeah, similar. I think he's got that fiery, competitive spirit that Carp had. And I do see him wanting to pitch in the toughest games and in the toughest situation. So there's a comp there that I think is fun to see because, you know, Garp was such a winner and, you know, Jack has that kind of potential. So it's going to be exciting to see him develop. And I know he's looking forward to a really good year.
Yeah, a little bit of Chris Carpenter and Jack Flaherty. That's what we want to see. Now, I want to ask you about your relationships with players because, you know, a lot of owners are businessmen who simply own teams. You're a businessman, but you're also a lifelong baseball guy. I'm wondering your rapport with some of these players. Do you go into the clubhouse or spring training visits? Tell me about that.
I have a good rapport, particularly with players who have been there for a while and I've gotten to know. But I don't really go out of my way to try to be close friends with the younger players, as an example. You know, they know I'm around, and I think they know that I care and have some baseball knowledge based on my history in the game and kind of grew up in the game. But in general, I feel like I've got a good relationship with the players, and particularly the ones that have been there for a while have gotten to know me pretty well.
In the morning, do you get reports from what your clubs are doing in Springfield and Memphis and in Single A?
I get reports. Our managers send out game reports every day to the front office, and I get those every day. And I've said, and it's true, first thing I do when I get to the office in the morning is pull up those game reports from the night before and look to see what, particularly the players that I follow most closely, which are our prospects and recent drafts, and just to see how everybody's developing. And so I've got a good working knowledge of the players in our system, and it enables me to I'm just pulling in the parking lot here. It enables me to communicate with the managers of those players and have some background on, you know, what the player's all about.
All right, one final thought before we let you go. We'll put you on the spot. Of the young players in the system, whether it's Single A, Double A, Triple A, just give us one name that you've kind of kept an eye on. You think, hey, I think he's going to get here and he's going to be a really good player. One name for our listening audience to keep an eye on, Bill.
Well, that's pretty tough. There's been a lot of talk about our third baseman men. We've got three of them that have been pretty darn good. So that's fun to think about with Carlson, Montero, and Nunez, who played in the DSL last year and won the Triple Crown. So if somebody wants to think about what to look at, you know, it's fun to think about three third basemen there.
Very nice. Bill, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Enjoy opening day in Milwaukee. We'll see you back in St. Louis next Thursday. Thank you, sir.
Look forward to it, Frank. Thanks a lot.
All right. The great Bill DeWitt joining us, the best owner I think we've ever had here in St. Louis, if you factor in everything, all the winning, the class, what he's brought to St. Louis, I think he is the best. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we'll visit with Rob Raines. Quick word, though, about Maryville University continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. Core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Diversity and inclusion are key principles of the learning environment, and Maryville regards multicultural understanding as an essential measure of student success. We'll be right back.